Cloud computing is changing the way you manage at your agency, even if you don't work in the IT area. Mary Davey is here with some advice for you to help make that change and navigate the changes that are coming to your agency. She's the Assistant Commissioner at the Office of Integrated Technology Services at GSA. And it's great to talk to you again. Thank you for the shout out on Facebook today. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm happy to do it. As I mentioned, this is a change that's going to come. What are agencies doing well, and what questions are they still asking about switching and moving to cloud computing?
Okay, so I think in terms of what agencies are doing well, I really see folks moving out. And, you know, looking at the cloud first policy and the strategy, we are seeing lots of interest in terms of moving out, and also looking at how we're moving out together. So defining, you know, things like service level agreements and how we buy cloud, and making it more commoditized in terms of things like storage and virtual machines and web hosting, you know, working on FedRAMP and controls, you know, in conjunction with NIST and DHS. So there's just a lot of moving parts, and I think people see enormous opportunity for increasing efficiency in our IT, and certainly reducing cost, which is a big focus right now, of course.
Are they moving out because they have to? Are they moving out because they see the ROI, the benefits of it, or doesn't it matter as long as they're moving out?
I think we're really starting to see, and you know, you could talk about or argue that cloud and cloud computing and how we use service providers has been around for a really long time. I think there's just been an increased emphasis and focus on it, and specifically in terms of the benefits and the kinds of applications that are really ripe for moving based on where technology is. And so I think we've gotten away less from we're doing this because we have to, but we're doing it because we see real benefit in moving a lot of these applications into different models.
All right. The you're going to be at this Cloud Computing and Virtualization Conference and Exposition next week, and you're going to talk about managing in a cloud computing environment. What's different about managing in a cloud computing environment than the way people have done it before?
You know, a lot of the applications that we have today in government are legacy, on legacy systems. A lot of the applications have been around for a long time. A lot of it is managed on government premise or with a service provider where we still have complete kind of control and ownership. And so the difference is, as we look to the kinds of applications and things that we want to move into cloud, we really need to then, you know, think about security much more. There's much more emphasis on security today and where that data is and how do I retrieve that data and what if I want to move service providers, or what if the data that resides in one location really needs to talk to another application in another system somewhere. So those are the kinds of things, you know, that's really different about how we've traditionally managed data and systems and where we're going with this.
The concept of thinking about it differently seems to me to be as much cultural, too, as it is technological. Getting people to just think differently about how they approach what they do every day, and the idea that I can't go into my my data center and put my arms around my data necessarily. Is that starting to ebb a little bit, too? Are people starting to get more comfortable with that, do you think?
It depends, again, on what it is. And so, you know, there's different levels of security for different kinds of applications. And so, as an example, when GSA moved its email and collaborative tools to the cloud, I think that was, I would say, a fairly easy decision for us. Not that there weren't lots of considerations and things that we need to think through first. And maybe it's easy for us and maybe not so easy for another agency that has multiple email platforms and you know, email messages that are at a higher level of security, or I should say the data at a higher level of security. So I think it really depends on not only the agency, but the application, their mission, and the kind of data.
One of the things that a lot of commenters were talking about when this 25-point plan came out and the Cloud First policy and all that was, well, this isn't going to wind up being that much different than what we have now, because every agency is going to want their own private cloud, and it's just going to be the same as we have now with data centers. It's just going to be a different format, but everybody's going to have their own special proprietary thing. Is it starting to fall that way, or are you seeing agencies that are open to really kind of giving up some of that control?
We're seeing agencies that are really open to different models. And so, you know, you can talk about a private cloud. There's the public model. There hybrids or community clouds. So there are different ways to handle this. And so there's a lot of talk, again, around it really gets specific to the data that we're talking about and what's appropriate for what kind of environment.
Your presentation is going to be called Managing Differently, New Competition and Acquisition Strategies for Agency Efficiency. Do you have your slide deck done already?
There's no slides, just talking. But one of the things, you know, I'm going to talk about really is this kind of managing differently and new competition and acquisition strategies has really been about agencies working together on what that common acquisition approach is. And we've had tremendous participation by agencies, as an example, on infrastructure as a service and the email as a service BPAs that GSA put out. That was defined by agencies. That wasn't just GSA coming up with new contracts. So, you know, theoretically, those contracts should meet the majority of agency needs because they're the ones who told us what they needed. And that, again, defined common terms and conditions. It defined how we're going to store and manage the data, the service level agreements. And we're working right now, you know, through that ANA process to issue the authorities to operate. So the agencies won't have to do that either. It'll already be done for them.